Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. If you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Thanks for having me, Dan. So my name is Trisha Otten, Commerce Township, Michigan, and I own a company called Pretty Hunter. Started the brand about 11 years ago, and it's in the outdoor space primarily, but in the fashion industry as well.
Awesome. So can you just tell me more about Pretty Hunter, generally just what exactly you guys do and how you got the idea for it?
I'm so excited to share this story because it's unique. So we design and produce bullet jewelry. So we have buckles, necklaces, earrings, rings, you name it. And then we have apparel as well. So it's really a lifestyle brand when it comes down to it. But we celebrate pioneer women of the past, Mae West, Calamity Jane. And really, the entire mission is to make women feel more beautiful, as always, but just with a little bit more badass feel. And so it's been a fun brand to grow. I didn't grow up hunting. And so it really got me in the outdoor community. And I've had some wonderful journeys along the way.
So essentially, did you sort of like just start hunting about 11 years ago and you saw this gap in the market? I guess like what made you actually want to start this business?
Well, I did. It was a personal endeavor for sure. I had three kids, fast and furious, and I thought, my goodness, I don't want them just to simply know a soccer field. I wanted them to be curious, about the outdoors, whatever that looked like. And I went to a hunting expo show and quickly saw the opportunity for a brand because, typically in a men's world, sometimes women lose their femininity. And I wanted to remind them that it's okay to feel pretty, be pretty, be feminine, but it's also okay to hunt at the same time.
For sure. So in terms of your current business, do you mostly sell at shows, direct to consumer, retail? What does that breakdown look like for you?
Our distribution has wavered over the years, considering circumstances. But currently, we're a lot of direct to consumer at shows because post COVID, a lot of people want to get back to selling in person. They want that experience of buying product from the person that actually made it, designed it, and has a story behind it.
For sure. So when you say direct to consumer, it's not really from your website. It's more so like you going to shows and selling directly to the shows when you have a booth there, for example.
Correct. Yes, consumer shows.
Awesome. So do you sell from your website as well? Or I guess, like, what does that channel look like for you?
We do sell from our website, prettyhunter.com. But then we also, equally, we do to businesses. We wholesale into dealers. A lot of gun stores, which is low-hanging fruit, but some unique boutique stores that we're in all over the world, all the way from Canada to Africa, of course, mainly the Midwest.
Awesome. So in terms of your products, like, what does the process look like for you to actually make the products or even like, obviously starting a business, like it's not easy. So like, what did you kind of do to manufacture them? Like when you first started, even today, what that process looks like for you?
Well, I will say this through and through throughout the 11 years, what I've done is really worked my tail off. But as any entrepreneur does. So I would go to the local gun ranges and ask them if we could take their spent brass, if they weren't selling it to reloaders to make jewelry. And, there was always that, does she have a cheeseburger on her head? Look at me. And then we've maintained these relationships with these local gun stores, and we get all their spent brass. And brass doesn't decompose, so may as well turn it into something pretty.
So do you make each product by yourself, or do you have a team? Like, what does that manufacturing process look like for you in 2024?
So we still hand make everything at our shop that's headquartered in Clarkston, just 20 minutes from my home. And we make everything one by one. I have always vowed that I will never take our manufacturing overseas. And thus far, it's held true.
Awesome. So in terms of making it, just like that process, like how long does it take or what does it actually look like from when you get the material to actually making the finished product, when you're making it by hand and making it one by one, just like how you're making it today?
Well, there's a fun story built into how it originated. So when I first started Pretty Hunter, my father and I would process bullets one by one in my basement. Very arduous, very brassy, very dirty. But now, currently, we have a custom machine shop that builds a jig to cut all the different caliber of ammo that we get. So that's the beginning of the process. And then it comes to us and we turn it into whether it be a ring, a bracelet. Our most time consuming are our belt buckles. They're very unique. A lot of craft goes into them and it can take up to 45 minutes to make one buckle.
Oh, wow. But do you custom make products too, or is it just more of like different lines that, you know, you just want to make for your consumers?
We will do custom work, but we don't really advertise our custom work. We produce big volume of, say, our 9mm earrings, and we find that's the most effective distribution for us. But we do. We've had the honor of doing some 21-gun salutes and turning it into very, very meaningful pieces for people.
That's awesome. So in terms of advertising and marketing, like how do you market your business? Do you run ads on social media? Like I know that there can be some restrictions in this category. So I'm curious kind of like what that looks like for you.
Well, we really try to stay under the radar on that. And yes, we do. You know, we are very delicate of the words we use because we can get flagged pretty quickly. And so we don't do a lot of advertising on Facebook, especially since of how it's changed so much. And And this is from experience, we have dumped a lot of money into Facebook without a lot of results. So right, we have found, again, our one-on-one customer, the quality of that relationship has really been our saving grace post-COVID.
So I guess, but like, how do you get people in the door? Is it really more so like when you meet them at the show, they'll buy and then they'll get their information and then maybe get you shoot like an email out saying, hey, I'll be at the show next year? Do you do like, you know, email marketing? Like, how do you kind of nurture, you know, your customer lifetime value in these relationships like over 11 years?
Right. We do encourage them to hunt us down on social medias. Facebook is much stronger for us than Instagram. Okay. And then we do email marketing campaigns. We do acquire their email information, and then we stay in touch with them via email. That's the most effective for us.
Awesome. And then are you guys typically, you know, busier like in the holiday season? Are you more of a gifting product, seasonal? I guess, like, what does that look like in terms of seasonality of your business?
Always during holiday time, for sure. Gift giving is one of our biggest. And then our surrounding the patriotic holidays as well. We have a philanthropic program called Operation Feel Pretty. And I designed a red, white, and blue necklace, a thin blue line necklace, and a red necklace for military, police, and fire. And so around the patriotic holidays, we get pretty busy too.
Awesome. So what would you say is like the biggest challenge that you currently face in your business?
Well, the biggest challenge for me personally has been, I've been a single mom for all these 11 years, and raising a family and growing a business is one of the biggest challenges I've ever had in my life. To strike that balance is still a challenge, but they're growing up and they're getting independent. So I feel lucky about that.
So do your kids like help you out in the business like as well? Do they, you know, work with you? What does that look like?
They do, and they used to a lot more when they were younger and didn't have so many social obligations, and they didn't have a choice, right? Because they were young and had to go with me. So we called it a workcation, and they would go with me and sell at the shows. And now, full circle, they want to go with me to some of the shows. And the value of the personal relations, I feel honored that my children got to experience that, because there's nothing a classroom can teach somebody when you're working with the public. That's, and it's true, been invaluable. So they do help out when they're available.
Awesome. So obviously now in 2024, many companies are using high-level technology like AI. So do you guys currently use AI? And if not, where do you think that maybe it could add value for your business?
You know, we're looking into it. We haven't added AI. Maybe I'm old school. Maybe it's a personal belief. I've worked so hard to give the message I do with Pretty Hunter. I'm afraid of it being AI convoluted. AI is extremely intelligent, and we're looking into it. So I'm not sure how I feel about that moment, but we're not using any of the technology at the moment.
Okay. So yeah, maybe like looking into AI, like chat, things like that, or even like for content. We just want to make sure that you don't leave out that, you know, high level of personalization that you have when you're actually speaking to your customers.
Yes. And I've had so much interaction with my customer. I don't know. There's a part of me that thinks, will they catch on to it and think it's really not original? Hard to tell, but doesn't mean we wouldn't give a crack at it and see what that looks like.
For sure. So what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this business?
Oh, goodness. I guess it probably would be that I wish somebody would have told me, be prepared that it will be another child to you. And I think I knew that, but I think I would have heeded a little bit stronger warning on just what that entails, and to have, better yet, have an exit strategy, because now we're starting to look at what's our exit strategy. What is my exit strategy as a mom, as a businesswoman? What does that look like? So have an exit strategy always in the back of your mind, because you know some can do things forever, but is that the goal? I don't think so for most.
For sure. So speaking of exits, or speaking of the future, if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for your business?
Well, the goal is definitely to tee it up and sell it. I have some sister brands right behind it that would love to compete with their sister Hunter. We have Pretty Angler, we have Sports Mama, we have a couple other brands. So I would love to be down the road of a potential partnership that would be buying me out eventually.
That's awesome. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website or social media, I guess, best ways to get in contact?
I don't mind at all. Of course, our website is prettyhunter.com. Our social medias are Pretty Hunter USA on both Facebook and Instagram, and direct message, any questions I can answer. I would love to have that communication.
Awesome. Well, Tricia, thank you so much for your time today.
I was glad to be here. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you. All right. Bye.
Take care.